The differential diagnosis of keratin and derma can keep jaundice, but the difference between these two is that in keratinemia, usually the mucous membranes are uninvolved, whereas in jaundice, the mucous membranes are involved as well. The complications, vitamin A toxicity, is a cirrhosis of the liver, whereas keratinemia is not associated with any long-term complications. The disease course of the vitamin A toxicity is that when it is acute, usually the symptoms resolve. However, if it is chronic, then it can lead to complications like cirrhosis with liver and pseudotumor cerebri. Keratinemia overall has an excellent prognosis and it resolves within weeks to months of decreasing the beta carotene intake. For our investigations, we are going to check the vitamin E levels to confirm the diagnosis. Associated elevation in calcium and alkaline phosphatase can be observed. In keratinemia, usually serum keratin levels greater than 250 micrograms per deciliter are noted. For the management, we are just going to discontinue the excess intake of vitamin A or keratin, which will help in resolution of the symptoms.